Wow, this is huge news for the Chainlink community. Standard Chartered has just issued a formal research report targeting LINK at $200 by the end of 2030. When you think about where the price is hovering around $8 right now, we're talking about a massive 25-fold increase.
It's certainly a bold forecast, and it points to something much deeper than just a price target. This kind of institutional coverage really underscores a fundamental shift in traditional finance. We're seeing blockchain infrastructure stop being viewed as just a speculative gamble and start being recognized as absolutely essential to the future of global markets.
I love that perspective. And looking at the bank's bullish thesis, it really comes down to two massive growth engines that are just starting to roar: the expansion of decentralized finance and the accelerating tokenization of real-world assets. It's exciting to see these sectors gaining so much traction.
Exactly, and that's where the mechanics come in. For that tokenization to actually scale at an institutional level, blockchains require reliable, tamper-proof external data. You can't have serious financial assets on-chain without a trusted way to connect them to real-world information.
That is Chainlink's sweet spot. It serves this exact function as the industry's leading oracle network, securely feeding all that crucial off-chain information into on-chain smart contracts. It's really the backbone making this possible.
And it's worth noting that the network has evolved significantly beyond just simple price feeds. It has grown into a comprehensive infrastructure platform now, offering cross-chain interoperability, verifiable randomness, and even decentralized computing capabilities.
It's impressive how much it's grown. Standard Chartered's valuation model actually ties LINK's price appreciation directly to its projected total value secured and the exponential growth in data volume. They see financial institutions adopting blockchain settlement and trading systems, which just fuels that growth cycle.
However, we have to look at the timeline and the risks involved. The report emphasizes a 5-year horizon, which is crucial. It acknowledges that the path to $200 won't be a straight line. It will be marked by regulatory uncertainty, intense technological competition, and broader macroeconomic volatility.
That long-term perspective is what makes this so compelling to me. It really distinguishes this forecast from short-term speculation. It highlights sustainable, structural growth, which is exactly what the ecosystem needs to mature.
Agreed. For the broader market, this coverage signals a pivotal narrative shift. It's a clear signal from a major institution that the underlying utility is what matters here.
It feels like the question is changing. Institutional focus is moving away from whether traditional finance will adopt blockchain and is now asking how quickly it will happen. That energy is really palpable.
This also reinforces a growing portfolio strategy that we're seeing emerge. It separates store-of-value assets like Bitcoin from utility and infrastructure tokens like Chainlink. Institutions are starting to treat these categories differently based on their specific roles.
It's wonderful to see that validation. As the digital asset ecosystem matures, exposure to foundational network layers is becoming a standard institutional practice. It's becoming the new normal.
But let's be clear about what it takes to get there. Achieving the $200 target will require Chainlink to maintain its dominant market position, successfully execute its cross-chain expansion roadmap, and actively defend against emerging competitors. The bar is high.
And I think they're well equipped for that challenge. Its established network effects and deep enterprise partnerships provide a significant competitive moat. It's hard for others to catch up when you have that kind of entrenchment.
Ultimately, Standard Chartered's forecast serves as a strong institutional endorsement of Chainlink's role as a critical bridge between traditional finance and decentralized systems. It validates the utility they've been building for years.
I couldn't agree more. While the long timeline and market unpredictability definitely warrant careful risk assessment, the analysis confirms a clear trajectory. The integration of crypto and traditional finance is accelerating, and infrastructure providers like Chainlink are positioned to capture substantial value in the process. It's an exciting time to be watching this space.